TGIF, everybody. Happy Friday, and thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to talk to Pam about her recent trip down to Walt Disney World last week, hear about all the new goings-on down at your favorite place, but first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Are you ready for it? Hop on your white horse right now and head over to www.themagicforless.com to see all the great services they offer their guests. They have the best agents in the business. They're a platinum earmarked agency, and there's no bad blood between them and their clients. Check them out. They have a blank space waiting for you right now, and you fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So shake it off. Get over there right now and check them out over at themagicforless.com. Also, don't forget about our Amazon affiliate link over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon for all of your shopping during this holiday season. Support the Be Our Guest podcast. It costs you nothing extra. You get all of your Prime benefits, and it will really help support the show. Again, when you do that online shopping, whether it's at work or at home, I'm not going to say anything, use our Amazon affiliate link, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And look what you made me do.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1251 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday, everybody. You made it to the weekend. Let's kick it off a little bit early. And you know what? Next week, and again, I'm not in education for the first time in 17 years, but I'll be honest, the next with that week before Thanksgiving, total blow off worksheets and movies. I'm just saying, if you're an educator, you're laughing with me. I know your administrator's like, oh yeah, we're going to make good use of those 2 days. And you're probably off Wednesday. Come on. The kids are all checked out. You know, you're getting ready to go down and get the butterball down at the store. Just, we've made it. You know, we're unofficially on Thanksgiving break, even though we got to go to work for a couple days next week. So let's have some fun. Let's talk some Disney. So are you ready for it? Joining us from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
I'm trying to think of a way to do this instead of what you did. You know, I'm trying to think of Ed Sheeran songs, but you're definitely not perfect. I'm just thinking out loud. So
well, it's definitely not a love story. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go with what's thinking in my head. It's fine. Go move on to Pam. It's probably the best.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
My next thing is really mean, so we're not going to go there.
I appreciate that. You know, and we're not going to begin again because we're going to the podcaster that has the most style in the Disney universe. And there's no bad blood here. We're talking about Pam Forster, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel.
Wow.
Never thought you'd hear that in your wildest dreams. Go ahead.
Things have taken an interesting turn, but I like it. I like the creativity. I mean, when you do as many episodes as we have in our career, I think it's good to keep trying to keep it fresh, don't you think?
That's what we do. Sometimes you got to come out of the woods and, you know, produce a nice podcast.
Yeah. Just saying. So anyways, yeah.
All right, let's shake this off.
I am not happier with this conversation.
I know, man. I'm just saying. Look what you made me do. I'm just saying. It's crazy.
I see fire. I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm literally going through Spotify, just going, oh, let's say this says Ed Sheeran's name on it.
Well, that's what happens when you're on Spotify. You know, you got to be pop relevant, I guess. I don't
what
know.
What up? So. We're on Spotify.
I know. Anyway. So, so today we're talking about Pam's trip. You went on a nice cruise with Royal Caribbean, doing a little recon there for maybe a future group event, which I'm very excited. We're going to be putting our heads together for that here soon. I know people are asking, and that'll be coming soon. But Pam, talk about what you did down at Walt Disney World. Lots going on. You got a lot of holiday events. You stayed at let's start with the new rooms at Pop Century, because I saw a video over on the Magic for Less website. The Facebook page. That thing got a lot of hits, and there's a lot of people. I can tell you, a lot of people are curious about those new rooms at Pop.
I agree. It got a ton of hits, and you know, we got some good questions on that. And thanks to everyone who watched it. If you haven't seen it, you can go to the Facebook page and to the video section, and you'll be able to see it there too. We're going to put it up on our YouTube channel as well, because we know so many people are interested in this. So I was really, when I go and check out a resort, oftentimes I actually want to stay in those new rooms. Because I want to really experience it from our guest perspective. And I think really the best way to do that is by experiencing it. So we were actually there for two nights at Pop Century. And when I walked into the new room, first of all, I was way impressed with it. I feel like it just looks great. And I don't know how you guys feel about the new decor, but I think it's really a more contemporary, but with a lot of Disney touches. And I was really impressed with that. I don't know. What do you all think of the new decor?
Here's what I think. Let me just jump in, because we were watching your video and you're doing it live, and we watched it a couple times after, and Pam and Mallory also watched it. Pam's comment was they look really neat. They look really clean. She likes that. She did say that it kind of looked a little sterile, like a little white, you know, like not enough color for Pop Century, because Pop Century just hits you over the head with colors and, you know, it's very bright and vibrant. I kind of agree with that. I wish, and I know it's like 1990s, but you know, like, what are those things called? Across like a border across the top or something. I don't know. I know that's like totally out of style now, but that's like the pop feel to me, but I'm excited. And you know what? When Mallory saw it, of course it was because you were doing the video, Pam, and she loves you, but she said, oh, can we stay there instead of Beach Club? I'm like, no, come on now. It's awesome and all, but no, we're not changing our hotel for Marathon Weekend to Pop Century, because I never get to stay at Beach Club. This is my one chance, because we got a killer group rate. No, we're not changing. But I don't know, Ricky, how do you feel about the rooms?
I kind of agree with you. Like, they look very lovely, and I can't wait to stay there and experience them. I think that they did a really good job making the rooms more modern. But I do agree there is a little bit of a starkness to them. And, you know, maybe they just need a little bit more of a pop of color just somewhere, like maybe an accent wall or something like that. And maybe that would help. But I do understand that. I also think it's a little weird that the bed is also the table, which is great in some respects. But then if like you're like me and you throw all your junk on the table and then you need the second bed for something, like for me and Brian, that's not a big deal. But if you need a second bed, like that can be an issue. But I think that they have it's got the refrigerator, and doesn't it have a coffee maker or something like that? So I guess I could throw my junk on there, but that was my only thought process.
And you have a huge dresser.
Yeah. So that was my only thought process of, I'm losing the table that I would use to throw my junk on. I'm going to just have to, it's just a small thing. I'm going to have to find a new space to throw my junk on is basically all, you know, my only downfall, I think, with the room. But yeah, I think it looks great overall. I really like that they're getting rid of the carpet in most of the rooms, because, ew, gross. I like that they're getting rid of that too. I know a lot of people don't like that, but I think, trust me, I think it's just so much better. As someone who's kind of a clean person, like, yeah, I germs kind of ick me out, and like I just kind of ignore the fact that of how many germs are on the floor and the carpets. So yeah, ew.
Well, Pam, it sounds like everything has changed with these newly remodeled rooms. So what's the experience like staying there? Because I think that I would overlook that very quickly with how many USB ports and the efficiency of the room. Yes. Like with how, you know, the practical use of the room seems like it's probably better than any resort on property at this point.
It's really great. And I've actually stayed at the remodeled rooms at the Yacht Club and a few of the other resorts too at Coronado Springs. But I will say that when they're doing these remodels, they're really thinking about how people use the room. Like Mike mentioned, there's a ton more USB ports and plugs. Love, love, love to see that, because it's just a convenience factor. And it takes away something that was a barrier before or an inconvenience. I mean, everyone has, you know, watches and phones and iPads and other devices that need plugged in. You don't have to worry about switching different things in and out, you know, switching this piece of electronic equipment for that one once it's done charging. There are plenty of spaces to do that. So I really appreciated that. The rooms feel a little more light to me, like they have some more light. And they, you know, so that makes the room, I think, feel better. they did a good job in terms of creating tons of storage space. So that huge dresser that I mentioned, the television isn't sitting on top of anything anymore. It's mounted to the wall. So you have a dresser that's almost the whole length of that. I would say that you probably have more counter space now than you did with the little table that was there before.
Nice.
So I love that. I love that they put a coffee maker into Pop Century. I think that that's something that so many people need a cup of coffee before they can venture out and interact with other people. And I think the rest of the world appreciates that too. So that's a big deal. The refrigerator's there as well. So there's a little stand there. I loved the bathrooms. Just because, first of all, I think they look really clean because, of course, they're white. But in addition, I think that these are showers in particular that will stay very clean because they use kind of a one-piece insert to kind of, you know, make that look. And I think that that is not only cleaner looking, but also easier to keep clean. So, and would be easier to pull out if something, you know, if it just were needing done, you know, I think that would be an easy piece to pull out and replace should that need done. They also have the shower heads that they have the removable shower head, and then they also have kind of the rainfall shower head in the showers. And I think that's great too, because even if you have little kids, I think just having the shower head that you can pull off, like holding your hand, and that helps even if you have little kids, because then you don't need the tub. It makes it so much easier to shower them. And I really love that too. So it just felt to me like the room was so much more functional. And as we lived there in that room throughout the day and the nights that we stayed there, we really found that it was really functional for us. You know, they just... they have a door separating the bathroom from the rest of the room. So that's always been something that Disney has kind of been in the forefront of. They've kind of, you know, initiated that, and that continues to make the room much more functional. But it just felt like it worked. I mean, there was one night, it was really raining one night, and we just ordered, we got a pizza from, I think, the food court and brought it back to our room. And just kind of hung out. You know, we used the table. We wanted to see how that all worked. And it really was comfortable. And just having that bed fold up into the wall makes that room feel significantly larger than it actually is. They did a good job with that. I just, honestly, I really liked the rooms. I really did. I found them really functional. I thought that Disney was very thoughtful in this process. And honestly, this would be my go-to when looking at a value.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's definitely my style, those new rooms. I love it. I mean, it just looks awesome. So it's kind of like, you know, that's our place. You know, it's where we've always been. So, all right. Now, Pam, would you mind go ahead and speak now to your stay over at Fort Wilderness?
Yes. So we also... this was a resort that we hadn't stayed at in a while. I'll be honest. One of the reasons why we haven't stayed there is it's not Steve's favorite. I will just put that out there.
Steve, let's use that in quotes. Come on. It's not Pam's favorite.
But I have more of a nostalgic feel, I think, for Fort Wilderness than Steve does. He just doesn't really share that, you know, that feeling about it. And I understand there are some things about it that are kind of quirky. And it may remind him of all the camping trips that he took while he was a child. I don't know. So anyways, but I will say, first of all, Fort Wilderness, they put this one in the moderate category, although it really is kind of its own category. But it can accommodate up to 6 guests. It has separate bedroom, a bathroom, and then a living room kitchen area with a full kitchen. The burners, there are only 2 stove burners, but it does have a full kitchen with a full refrigerator, dishwasher, the burners that I mentioned. There's a toaster there and things like that. So this is an option that works for a lot of people because it really is the least expensive room that you're going to find a full kitchen in. It's much less expensive than the one bedrooms over in the deluxe villa properties. And if you're someone who has a need for like maybe an allergy or preference in terms of food, then having a full kitchen may be important to you, and this might be something that you want to consider. Now, in the bedroom, there is a queen bed and then bunk beds. And then out in the living room, the couch pulls out into a sleeper sofa as well. So that's where you get the accommodates up to 6 people with that. Now, the one quirky thing I will mention about this is that the queen bed, actually one side of it is up against one of the walls in the bedroom. So that's kind of an odd situation, but because of the room layout and size, there's really no other way to do that. And it probably won't even be an issue for many people, but I just want to mention it in case, you know, that was something that may impact your ability to stay there. Okay, so they had redone the kitchen in these a few, you know, within the past year or two. And I will say, again, they did a great job on this. They just really modernized it, made it look much more contemporary. And that's something, again, that I really appreciate. It doesn't have quite all the outlets and USB ports and things like that that some of the other Disney resorts do. But, you know, that's something I think you can probably work around. And the other quirkiness, I think, of Fort Wilderness is it's not really a hotel. When you're staying at a cabin, these are your own little individual buildings that are located in Fort Wilderness. So that's something to consider during your stay, too.
That's what I was going to ask you. It was because it's such a different, not only room type and category, but like you just said, that's what I was going to ask you about. You know, transportation, I think, is what most people, yes. I think a lot of people are curious about staying there, but then they're like, well, do I have, you know, should I have a car? You know, what's the, because you got to, you know, ride internal transportation up to the front of the Fort Wilderness and then catch a bus to wherever you want to go. So what would you say to somebody that's their question about staying there?
So the transportation is a little bit quirky, and here's why. I'll tell you, there's an internal bus system, and there's actually a couple that take you to kind of what I'll call the back of the resort, which is actually where Trails End and Hoop Dee Doo and the boat launch to the Magic Kingdom are and things like that. Okay. So that's kind of the back of the resort. And the front of the resort is where you check in. And then the campsites, as well as the cabins, are in loops in between those two. So one night we were eating at Trails End. So we took the internal bus from our loop of where we were staying to where Trails End is located, to that bus stop. And the bus transportation there is actually fairly regularly. We never waited more than probably 5, maybe 7 minutes, I would say, at the most, to catch a bus. So I'm not sure if that's always how it is, but in our experience, that's how it was. And then also, because, you know, we had just eaten at Trails End and probably ate more than we should have afterwards, I said, well, why don't we just walk back from Trails End and to our campground? And, you know, let's just say it was a mile and a half, maybe, I would say, to that. Maybe we were a little slower than we usually are because we had just eaten at Trails End. But I'm saying it was a nice walk. And that's, I think, one of the cool things about Fort Wilderness is it does have that feeling of nostalgia. We were walking past some cool campsites. People were already starting to get their holiday decorations out. So that was really cool. And it just feels kind of homey. It kind of feels like a campground. So I didn't mind doing that. So many people, when they're staying there, rent a golf cart. And so if that's something that you're thinking about, you're worried about the transportation, consider that, renting a golf cart. Now, I will say most people rent them directly through Disney because Disney has now prevented any outside vendor from coming on to Fort Wilderness to drop off a golf cart. So that's just something to keep in mind there.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That's something new.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so let's kind of shift gears here because you were there in that, you know, Disney does this quicker than anybody and the malls do it fast. You know, you transition from Halloween to the holiday season, you know, the Christmas decorations and so forth. And I know, you know, especially over at the studios, especially after the Osborne lights went away, so many people said, you know, we are never, ever, ever getting back together with that park during the holidays because there's no reason to go there. So, you know, now, but here's what I think, you know, it's like, you got to go back to December and think about how it is, because now it's like the destination for the holidays. They have so much going on. And I think this is kind of a sleeper this year when it comes to your holiday destination. It may be the studios. And one of the things I like is how they've decorated Echo Lake. I think that's awesome. Like, even Gertie. So what do you think about that?
I loved it. So first of all, this is my favorite kind of Christmas decor because it's kind of from the 50s. It's very kitschy. I love it. I want a tinsel tree so bad with one of those color wheels, you know, all of that stuff. I really, truly just love it. In fact, we have the Santa head decoration that's on the tree at the studios. We have one of those, not from Hollywood Studios, but my mom found it for us somewhere else. So, like, she didn't run up to the tree and snatch it off and give it to us. But, I mean, you know, it's just, I just love that decor, especially at the studios. It's just awesome. And they've added some new stuff to it. There's some cool little lights that they put on the lampposts. Like Mike mentioned, they did decorate Dinosaur Gertie and even floated some ornaments out there in the lagoon. They put the tree actually in the lagoon this year, which I think was a really cool place to have it.
It looks so
neat.
Just,
yeah, it does. Beautiful. It looks great. It looks great. And even all the umbrellas that are there around the lagoon near Gertie, they decorated those to look like little Christmas trees. It's just, you know, I think it's just really, really quaint. And they really kind of captured the feeling of what I picture, you know, that era to look like in terms of Christmas decorating. I'm so glad that they are still doing some really cool things at Hollywood Studios over the holidays. I mean, besides Jingle Bell, Jingle Ma'am, you also have the new thing on Sunset, which I think is just great. They're projecting things onto the Tower of Terror, which gives that, you know, a new look. Plus, they have new billboards, you know, that they installed just for this. So I think that Disney is really being, you know, cognizant of the fact that there are some people who are afraid to spend a day of their vacation at Hollywood Studios. They're afraid there won't be enough to do. But, you know, we always find plenty to do when we're there. And looking at the decorations has to be a big highlight of our season. And it was when we spent the day there.
So, Ricky, let me ask you, because I've been watching the social media coverage, obviously not been there since the season started. But what are your thoughts on the studios as far as the Christmas decorations? I mean, in the events, I mean, they really, I think Disney's going the extra mile to make, you know, how the Millennium celebration was centered around Epcot. You know, I think that without a whole lot of promotion, or maybe there's some promotion, but, you know, I think the studios is your place to go for Christmas and the holiday season this year.
You know what? I actually was just talking about this on the Mouse Bites, because we'll be down there at Christmas again this year, and we usually only have one day that we can go into the parks, since my brother's usually working and my parents are usually home or on their way home or something like that. So we usually have one day, and I had been going to the Magic Kingdom because, you know, it's the Magic Kingdom. But this year, I'm really thinking about going to the studios because I do. I love the kitschy decor that they have. Like, I think it's fantastic. I don't know what it is about those like deer that they have, but they're adorable.
They are.
So stinking cute. Dinosaur Gertie is my everything. Like, I'm completely in love with Dinosaur Gertie, and I know the irony. She's a dinosaur.
That's it.
But no, she's adorable. Like, she's so adorable. And then you've got the new Sunset Seasons Greetings show, which looks so fantastic too. I think they've done a really great job with that, and all the lighting that they've done on Sunset Boulevard to kind of coincide with that. I think that's great. I haven't seen Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam yet in person, so, you know, that might be another reason why I would go over there. I really do think that the studios, it is not the Osborne Lights. It is never going to be the Osborne Lights again. But I think that they are doing a fantastic job with what they're working with the holidays over at the studios. And I'm really thinking I might head over there. Although, you know, that might all change when I start seeing all the Epcot holiday stuff come out, because there's a bunch of new stuff coming for Epcot too, in a way, because, you know, they're getting, it's now the festival of holidays or whatever, you know, it's gotta be a festival. So I'm sure we'll be getting stuff about that here soon after Thanksgiving. But right now, like, Hollywood Studios is kind of winning. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, because I think everybody is missing the Osborne Lights. Obviously, that was incredible, you know, and that was a huge draw, not only for locals, but I mean, people like us would make a vacation because you wanted to see the lights. For many people, it became like a holiday tradition. And while they don't have the space to bring that back, you know, they are, you know, giving us, they're using that mapping technology on Tower of Terror, which, again, haven't seen it firsthand, but it looks amazing from what I've seen. And they're just, I think it's more of like, because at the studios right now, you're not going to see a ton of attractions. This is kind of, when I was thinking about, if you're trying to pick between the Magic Kingdom in the studios for one day, like Ricky in your situation, you know, you're going to see so many more, you're going to do so many more attractions at the Magic Kingdom. You're going to have way more experiences. But I think what the studios is about this holiday season is environment, because we're talking about decorations and stuff, and it looks so cool. I mean, it's really bringing out the nostalgia in me just from seeing those, like, the decorations on the street signs going down Hollywood Boulevard. You know, I want to be there. It's weird how that is.
No, it's very weird, but I'm 100% with you. Like, I feel the exact same way. They've just done a really good job of making it, and really, they, I feel like they're taking the whole kitschy vibe of the 1950s, which has such great holiday, you know, decor, you know, if you think about it, that it really just fits in with the studios. I don't know what it is, but it really fits in with the studios. So I think they've done a great job so far.
All right. Well, let's shift gears here a little bit. And Pam, I know that you were down there trying out a lot of this new stuff. And one of the things you took advantage of, and so many people still haven't done this yet, and I think that come 2 years from now, 75% of our audience or greater, we'll be using the mobile ordering when it comes to your quick service
food. It's the best! Oh my
God. I still haven't used it. I need to. I don't know why I didn't this summer. It was very, very new when we were there. But when I go to Subway, if I can't order that thing on the app, because Subway has way too many questions when you go down the line. When you can just order it on the app and just drag, like, you know, your pickles here, your banana peppers, like, that's heaven for me. You know what? You're not going to screw it up if you can just go down a list, I say, but who knows. But so, Pam, what was that like?
So we've used it quite a few times. We used it, of course, at Satoli Canteen as soon as we were able to do that. And I will say, you know, many times when you have the option of ordering on the mobile app, it will, even if you're in the restaurant, it will save you time over getting in line and then ordering. The one downside to the mobile ordering at this point is if you're using a Disney dining plan, that you still cannot use mobile ordering, but that will be coming soon. So don't fear for that. Also, what happens is it gets charged to your account, you know, the credit card you have in your My Disney Experience account. So if you're interested in using the mobile app ordering, make sure that you have set up your My Disney Experience account with the credit card that you would like to use for that. So to that end, you can't really use a gift card and do that as well. So those are two things to know. But we use it in Hollywood Studios this time. Actually, Fairfax Fair, Mike, you'll be glad to know, has kind of a Tex-Mex menu now. They have updated that recently, and they have some options like that. It's almost like Chipotle.
That's like a personal love story to me. I like that.
And so we used it there. Steve said, because I was grabbing a table and I just ordered from the app and he went down and picked it up. And he said the line was really long, but for him to pick food up, he just got right in the line and boom.
He's like, walked right up. Is it Steve Forrester line right here? Oh, no line. Oh, you're good. sir, we have your food ready right here. You've already paid. You're good. Just take it. Go eat. Have fun.
It's basically it. I mean, it really is. So if you aren't using this and you have the ability to do so, I would say give it a shot.
Absolutely.
You know, really, because it's just a cool thing. Really. This is technology at its best, right?
It is.
Save you some time and, let you experience more of what you want to experience, then I think that's a good thing.
I used it when we did Aloha Isle because I wanted to try the pineapple cake with the Dole Whip on it. And so the line for Aloha Isle was just ridiculous. I mean, I could see it because we were going into the Enchanted Tiki Room, and so I knew I wanted to, you know, get the treat. And so and not only did I order it while I was waiting in line for the Enchanted Tiki Room, but then I got to, you know, go experience the Enchanted Tiki Room, hit I'm here as soon as I left the exit, and then walked right around and picked up my treat immediately. And I got to avoid it was a really long line. I would have been waiting probably at least 15, 20 minutes for, you know, ice cream. So, yes, I mean, use the system if you can. It's fantastic.
Well, I think it's the greatest hack, especially this holiday season coming up. You know, say you're there and you're one of those folks that goes down like we've done many times, you know, between Christmas and New Year's. It's crazy busy. you know, this is the year to use it, especially because not that many people are going to be aware of it, you know, and mm-hmm. if you have that, you're going to avoid, literally in 5 days, I'm guessing you could save 2 or 3 hours of standing in line if you use this for every time you ate a counter service meal. I would guess that would be conservative, maybe, because, you know, a lot of people go down over Christmas and New Year's and they just go because, you know, everybody's out of school, and those tend to be people that don't make plans and they end up eating counter service right. a lot. So I think that would help you. And plus, a lot of people don't know this. And, you know, think about that. While you're waiting in line for Pirates, you know, you can ask, especially if you have kids, you know, like, what do you want? You know, like, okay, I can make my Pecos Bills order if it's available there right now, you know, and then, you know, you're doubling up on your time. You're standing in line, but you're also taking yes. care of your next meal, yep. you know, and time's money on a trip. So I would say, yeah, definitely take advantage of that. So get comfortable with it before you go. I think maybe look at it and then enjoy. So
exactly.
All right, Pam, what else did you do new on this trip when you were down there?
So we had beautiful weather when we were down there. We were really so fortunate. And we spent some time in Disney Springs. We spent a couple evenings there. One evening we had kind of an appetizery dinner and drinks over at the boathouse on the outside deck portion. And for folks who don't have an ADR, just to let you know, that portion is all seat yourself. It's based on first come, first serve, so you can walk outside and enjoy that space. Besides the tables that are right there by the bar, and they do seat you there. Everything from that point on is, you know, you can go ahead and seat yourself. So we loved that. It was great. We had a great waitress, and we were able to, you know, watch the characters in flight go up and down and see the amphibicar.
And there you go.
Right either.
That's it. Amphicar, I think, but it's or you're getting closer. You'll get
no,
there by 2018.
I'm saying amphibicar. I'm never going to say it correctly. I called it aquacar for forever. Yeah, well, so anyways, yes, the amphicar, we got to watch that go in and out. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful night out there. And then another day we spent time, again, kind of having an appetizer meal at Jacques Lindsay's. I just really enjoy that location. I think it's so cool that not only is it a great place to get something to eat or drink, and they have expanded their menu now, too, to offer some things that are a little more meal-like or would be easier to make a meal out of. And, you know, so that's worth checking out, too. But it just is so themed and just such a cool location. And I will say, after we got done eating, they gave us a little Jacques Lindsay's pin. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome.
That was kind of a cool thing. I don't know if they do that for everyone or if it was just a little bit of magic. But we just had a great experience. And I think, you know, it's things like this. We did not plan for either one of those things. And I know that so many people get fired up about their dining, the dining availability or what they can and can't get and whatnot. And we could, you know, totally, I completely understand that. I mean, this is your vacation. You want to go where you want to go. But I guess what I'll just encourage you to kind of explore is, even if you don't get to eat at exactly where you thought you might want to eat, you're still going to be able to find plenty of places to find something good to eat. And it also has a great atmosphere too. So don't get so wrapped up in that impacts your ability to enjoy your vacation, because there are just so many places to go in Walt Disney World, and you'll always find something great to do.
Yeah, I totally agree, because I think that what they're doing now is giving you many opportunities to go places, like you said, and have, and Walt Disney World is in general offers you this opportunity to kind of shift how you think about things, because, you know, at home, I want to sit down and have a meal, you know, like my entree, because I'm not going to, you know, I eat my meal, then I get to work in the evening and I, you know, help my mom with her homework and we do all that stuff, you know, and it's like, but at Walt Disney World, when you have appetizers, you're going to be going around to places that have awesome sweet treats all night. You know, you got desserts and little snacks, and I think you got to shift that. You don't need a huge meal where you might be able to have, you know, split some sliders and some wings and,
yes.
And then go and have a cupcake at Sprinkles or, you know, something at Ghirardelli or, you know, wherever you are. I don't think you need to sit down and have like your full big meal at once. And it gives you an opportunity to experience these places that have amazing atmosphere like Jacques.
It does. There's just, they've really just done such a good job with some of these places. Go and experience them. And especially Jacques Lindsay's, if you're an Indiana Jones fan, then you got to go there and check it out. They make some interesting drinks. There's a lot of really kitschy quotes and drink names that really lend themselves to that experience. And it's worth it. And the Boathouse is just a solid choice. But there's, in addition to these two, there's probably about 10 other ones that I can think like that, that you can't even make an ADR for, but you can go and enjoy.
And remember, you got to be at least 22 to get in if you're going to go to any of these. No, you got to be 21. No, okay, never mind.
Ricky,
I knew you were trouble. So Pam, let's wrap this up. So you are heading down. You're actually there this weekend. What are you looking excited to do? Like, what is on your radar and that we'll be able to talk about in the future? Because again, we want to give people the information for this holiday season to get the most out of their trips. And you're going to see a lot of this firsthand, other than what you just saw this past trip.
I know I am. And I'm going down. Well, the first thing I'm specifically going down to see is Universal Studios, Universal Orlando Resort, that is comprised of Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure. They are having a bunch of holiday events. And one of the new things that is going to be there this year is that they are projecting things onto the castle, Hogwarts
castle. So exciting!
And it just looks fantastic. So that's, I'm looking forward to that. But they also have all kinds of things that will appeal to, Harry Potter fans around for the holidays. They have stuff like the Frog Choir. If you read the books, you know what this is. Yep. But there's more than that. They also have a Macy's Thanksgiving parade every year. And they have actual floats from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade that will be there. So that's really cool. They have the Grinchmas holiday stuff, all of that. So there's just some really cool things to see. Each of the resorts is beautiful, just like the Walt Disney World resorts. And there's some special events that happen there too. So that's first and foremost what we're going to see, because this Harry Potter thing is very new and we want to make sure that we see it. In addition, though, we're also going to spend some time at Walt Disney World, and we're going to be checking out in depth the new show at Hollywood Studios and all the projections that they're doing. We want to take advantage of that. Of course, we're also going to make sure that we sample some of the yummy holiday treats that Disney has put out there for us. I mean, they make these special things. It would be rude to not try them.
Yes, absolutely. I have heard you need to try. It's a hot chocolate flight with alcohol.
Hello. One of our agents is down there right now, and she sent pictures of it. Oh, my goodness.
I haven't been drinking these. Some of these sound fantastic. I totally agree.
And so looking forward to that. But I, again, like I said earlier, I think that Disney's done a great job to entice us over to Hollywood Studios in particular for the holidays. I mean, of course, Epcot and Magic Kingdom have some great offerings for the holidays too. And so does Animal Kingdom as well. But I really am looking forward to seeing what Hollywood Studios is going to offer. And then also what's over at Universal. And it'll be a quick trip down and back, but it's somebody's job.
That's what you gotta do. Well, never in my wildest dreams did I think that we'd be thinking about the studios so much. I mean, it is turned around in like a matter of months. I mean, people were dogging on it here in like July, June, August, and now I think it's an integral part of the holiday experience of 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it absolutely is. It really is. So, I think Disney's done a great job. I think Universal's done a great job. And I think there's no more magical, there aren't two more magical places to be in the world than those two places. There's just something about it. And I will once again encourage people. And I know this was, something that I really had an opportunity to think about, because as I explained, this was a trip that I went on with just my family, which I don't typically do. I mean, usually I am very lucky to have the opportunity to travel with a bunch of people that I know. But for so many people, and for me in particular, when I'm thinking about vacations, it's really about the people I'm with, the experiences I get to have with those people, and the memories that we make. And not maybe so much about the destination, although the destination definitely plays a big part in it. I just think that it's those things that make a vacation so special. And Disney has really made it easy to give a gift of traveling this year, to traveling to a Disney destination. We talked about, you know, the special Walt Disney World, you know, things that you are to do that. But they're also doing that, you know, they make it easy to give a Disney Cruise Line or any other kind of Disney vacation, because you can put down a small deposit and then make payments as it benefits you. And I know we say this every year, but I'm telling you, there is nothing that I would rather have under my tree this year than more opportunities to get to spend this time with my family, having these really cool experiences together. So, you know, I'll just encourage people to think about the possibility of some kind of gift like this for the holidays, because it's just an awesome, awesome thing.
That's it. You're making memories forever. And make sure you, if you do this year and you're in our community here, take a video, because I love seeing those things. I mean, they get me all, you know, excited, because it's so cool to see if you surprise the kids, you know, and how I've seen many of our listeners have done this over the years, and the creativity and how they have revealed the big surprise, you know, during the holidays it's amazing, because there's nothing like childhood and getting to have something big, like going to see Mickey Mouse at his house and getting to go swimming at those pools at Walt Disney World and riding their favorite rides. I mean, even for the adults, we all know we're the same way. You surprise me at the Disney trip, I'd have a heart attack, you know? So this is how it is. It's awesome. So Ricky, thanks for not being too mean as I dropped a few puns today. And it was a good show. Appreciate it.
I have nothing. Yeah. I have no words. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time to get out of here. So we hope you enjoyed today's podcast, Pam's Recap. We'll have more great information from for you from Walt Disney World and, of course, Universal for your holiday trips here in 2017. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So if you're thinking about sneaking down there, you still can here in 2017. The year's not over. So just drop by themagicforless.com. Fill out that free no obligation quote. All the specials are there. And an agent will get back to you right away, and you'll be planning that trip. You know, you get some numbers, check some availability. You don't know. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But it never hurts to ask. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, don't forget about our Amazon affiliate link over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. When you do your online shopping, please do use our link. It'll help support the show. You get all your Prime benefits. Everything is golden. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you so much for that. Don't forget, we are going to get together for a holiday party here with the Be Our Guest Podcast community. Put December 10th, that's a Sunday night, on your calendar. We're going to try to have a good time on our Facebook page with some live video. Just have some fun taking your calls, playing some games, and just getting together for about an hour or so and celebrating the season together as a family, because that's what we are. So don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page. Get ready for that. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. It's time to get out of here. And cut you loose. Hope that you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for always sticking with us here on the show. We appreciate that so very much. You know, the thing I love about our podcast community is that we don't have any bad blood between anybody. Like, it's just everybody gets along, and it's amazing. So I appreciate that so much. So until we get back together again on Monday, I'm Mike. We have Ricky and Pam over there just rolling their eyes.
My eyes really big. Yeah.
That's it. All right, time to get together. You guys have a great weekend, but whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.